departures for the week 29 May to 3 June 2005.
At Lower Loxley, it's business as usual.
Bit of an honour having the grower himself delivering our strawberries. Yeah. I hope there's no extra charge.
I only wish I'd thought of it. Actually, I'm treating this as my mid-morning break.
Adam, it's only 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and my first chance to sit down on the way over here. I've been up since five.
Five? What does Ian have to say about that?
He's developed a very eloquent grunt.
I bet.
Still, it's no good moaning to you, Elizabeth. He must have been frantic.
I just don't stop. That's when I'll keel over.
Have you heard from the happy honeymooners?
Uh-huh. They rang last night. They've arrived safely and everything's wonderful.
Good.
There's the staff at the Beverly Hills Hotel think they've seen it all, with guests who arrive with a dozen bodyguards and demand a special fridge for their nail varnish. Then they haven't met Julia yet.
They'll have a fabulous time. And Mum said you and Nigel really knocked yourselves out on the day.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed it. And to be honest, you know, I was so relieved we got through it without a major disaster. What's an antiques fair and a few balloonists?
A positive holiday.
Exactly. And Nigel spoiling me something rotten, too.
Lucky you.
Yes, I know. So what are you finding to do at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, pegging out the maize, you know, marking it into blocks. We're going to start pulling plants by the end of the week, hopefully.
Oh, yes, your famous Maggie maize. When are you thinking of opening?
I'm hoping for mid-July.
Squeeze out every day of the school holidays.
That's the idea.
Well, I'm sure Borsuch is big enough for both of us.
What do you mean?
Well, you're going to be aiming at much the same market as we are, aren't you?
I don't know about that.
Of course you are. A fun day out for all the family. I think that was the phrase Jennifer used.
Well, we're not going to be on anything like the scale you are. It's just a bit of a sideline.
Everyone's got to start somewhere. We only started small. Most country houses do.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know when I sell Brian the idea of a safari park, OK?
You make sure you do.
Right. I'd better get back, see how the pickers are getting on.
OK, well, thanks for the strawberries. I knew we nearly ran out yesterday.
If you need any more, let me know.
I will. And Adam, you do know, don't you, a fun day out for all the family?
Yes.
That's our phrase. It's on all our literature.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Lower Loxley copyright, you might say.
Matt? Oh, why didn't you phone? I'm just making coffee.
She knows.
What?
Yvette, about the 50k Chalky's mining for me.
Oh, no. How?
I don't know. She rang last night and dropped it out, tried to blackmail me with it.
What?
Well, she's obviously going to use it. If I don't come clean or compensate her, as she puts it, she'll bring it up in court.
Oh, no.
Bitch.
I don't understand. Chalky wouldn't have broken your trust, surely.
I don't know, Lillian, and I can't find out.
Well, why not?
Because he's gone off sailing for the weekend.
Oh, honestly.
Wherever he is, I hope it's blown a go.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm not giving in to a no-one.
No, of course not. No, of course not.
And when I get hold of Chalky, gold-digging little cow.
Oh, tiger. Look, let's have this coffee and a slug of brandy in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Oh, I'm sorry, pussycat. I've just been seething about it all the way from London.
I'm surprised.
Anyway, how are you?
Oh, you know, all right.
Well, only all right. What's the boy Wonder been up to now?
Matt.
Where is he anyway? Gone out for the day?
Actually, he's gone full stop. Oh! The filth behind this vegetable rack.
And these shelves. Honestly, Susan, I'm ashamed of letting it get like this.
Oh, well, there's never the time, is there?
Oh, true.
Anyway, we'll make a bit of an impression.
You're very keen. You sure you want to clean out the hens later as well?
Oh, yeah. We might as well do all the mucky jobs in one go. Get them over with.
Well, I suppose so, but I'm surprised you can tear yourself away from the house, that's all. Now you're finally in, I'd have thought you'd want to just sit there all day with your feet up.
Oh, spend all my time cleaning there as well.
But it's all brand new, it's spotless.
Yes, and it's going to stay that way. Shoes straight off at the back door and overalls.
Oh, I don't blame you.
It's not that difficult, is it? But no, Christopher still managed to tread a load of dirt through into the hall.
Oh, not on your lovely new carpet.
Yeah, I managed to sponge it off, but... Oh, I'm glad I had the one with the flecky bits in it, I can tell you.
Well, it's still going to be hard to keep it nice, though, that oatmeal colour.
Well, I don't see why. We're all adults, aren't we?
Well, you wait till baby George gets to toddling round with his orange juice.
Yeah, well, he might have to stay in the kitchen and all.
Oh, dear. Neil in the doghouse again.
Oh, morning, Brian. No, we were just talking about the baby.
Oh, there's a little
chap. Oh, he's great, thanks.
Good. Just the pig, please.
Oh, thanks.
It's really filling out now.
They come on so fast, don't they? Well, I better get this back to Jenny. I'll be in trouble. See you.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. I've been saying to Emma, she'd better get on with getting him christened.
Well, there's no hurry, is there?
Oh, there is. They've got this christening robe Caroline gave Clary for Will. The rate he's going, George won't fit it.
How could you be so stupid, Ian?
Don't call me stupid.
You let some failed city wide boy come
in. He's my son.
Yeah, yeah, some failed city wide boy who's been given the sack by his employer.
Not the sack, Matt. It was an agreed departure.
Yeah, that's just the one we know about. You let him come here and give you some story about his property empire, which we know to be a load of old... And still you give him mega thousands.
It's my money. I can do what I like.
And you say that's not stupid.
Look, it's not as if I'm asking you for a contribution.
Well, just as well. Do you want us both to end up on the streets?
Oh, you're ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I've got Yvette hounding me for every penny I've got, and you're merrily handing over wads of cash to every wastrel who comes knocking on the door. What next? Shall we set Eddie Grundy up in his own distillery?
Oh, of course not. I'm not saying it was an easy decision to help James. Having taken it, I had hoped for a bit of support for a change.
Well, you've come to the wrong bloke, darling.
Where are you going?
Home. I've got things to do.
Oh, Matt, please don't be like this.
I'm not being like anything. You knew exactly how I felt about James and his schemes.
I was in an impossible position.
Well, I don't want to talk about it. I've got too much to think about.
Oh, please don't go, Tiger.
I'm busy. I've got to go through Yvette's answers again. Start querying a few more of her expenses. £1,000 a month on holistic therapy. Botox, am I right?
Yeah, well... Doesn't come cheap, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. I'll see you.
Can I disinfect this one now, Betty?
We're nearly ready, Susan. Just give us a minute.
Oh, your Brenda's fed up, isn't she?
Well, it's not surprising. That James really let her down.
He'd as good as promised her he'd help her find a job in London, she was saying.
Yeah, all talk, that one. She has no luck with men, Brenda.
Oh, she'll find someone, you'll see.
Well, I don't know where or how. She keeps saying there's no one round here.
Rubbish. Must be hundreds who go out with her. She's so attractive and clever.
Well, the ones who do like her are too boring, she says. The only ones she seems to go for are the ones who mess her around. Oh, you're lucky, Susan, having Emma settled and having George.
You've got Phoebe.
Well, I want another. I want a baby round the place again.
Oh, Betty.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
Oh, no. Oh, no, of course not. It is awful, though, when you can see your kids making mistakes or about to make a mistake and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Emma did put us through it before she got married. Me and Neil were that worried.
It's all worked out all right, though, hasn't it?
Yeah. He does eventually.
You try telling Brenda that.
Hmm. All Kirsty at the moment.
Oh, I know. That was a shaker, her and Tom. What's she like, this Tamsin?
Well, I only saw her that once. Nothing like Kirsty, that's for sure.
Sorry, Lillian. Mum must still be up at the riding course.
Oh, still?
We don't close till dusk. She's been up there all day.
Oh, am I the only one with such an empty life?
Well, if you're bored, I can give you some twine and you can do some pegging out at the maize field for me.
It was a philosophical question, Adam, not a job application.
Oh.
Been on my own all day, occupying myself like a good girl, not bothering Jenny.
No?
I thought by this time I could be sure of a nice G&T by the pool.
Well, I'm sorry, we're all flat out here. Hey, listen, what do you think of this as our slogan when the Maggie Maze is up and running? Family fun down on the farm.
Ooh, sounds a bit dodgy to me.
How dodgy?
Well, you know, redneck country inbred.
What? Surely not.
Well, you wanted my opinion. Anyway, I thought we'd already got a slogan, Jenny was telling me last week.
Yeah, but it's the same as Lower Loxley's, apparently, so Elizabeth very politely and charmingly warned me off.
Ooh, I see. Well, it's a good sign for you that she's obviously worried about the competition.
I suppose so.
Though you've both got another rival, you know.
Really?
There's a load of scabby posters gone up advertising a grand family barbecue on Thursday.
Where?
Pets Corner, articles for sale, cider sampling.
Oh, not...
Grundy's Field.
What's he up to?
He's always had an eye for the main chance, Eddie.
Hope he hasn't got hold of another load of condemned meat he's hoping to serve.
No. It's a bring-your-own-food job, thankfully.
Yeah, that's sensible anyway. He's a case.
I know.
Capitalising on half-term week, I suppose.
You've got time to stand around and chat, have you, Adam?
Oh, and a very good afternoon to you too, Brian. Brilliant.
We were just brainstorming marketing slogans, actually.
Really? Well, perhaps you could apply your mind to something a little less challenging tomorrow and help me sort out some lambs.
You must be joking.
Am I laughing?
I'm way too busy. You'll have to get Jeff.
Jeff's on tractor work tomorrow, as is Andy, as you well know. I'm only asking you for a couple of hours.
Absolutely not, Brian. I'm working a 16-hour day as it is.
Yeah, you and me both.
I don't think so. I didn't see you at 6 o'clock this morning when I was pegging out the maze.
It's your project.
Yes, and I'm sticking with it. Despite the fact that I might not have been so keen to suggest it if I'd known I was going to end up doing Debbie's job as well as my own.
That's simply not true.
Boys!
Thanks, Lillian. I'll handle this.
If I hadn't been presented with a fait accompli over Debbie, I might well have had more time to help you out. What? As it is, you'd better give Mike or Eddie a call and get them in.
What, on a bank holiday?
You said yourself it's only a couple of hours. And let's face it, there's money in the kitty.
Right, well, that's your last word.
Yep.
Fine.
Right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got work to do.
See ya.
Bye.
Ooh, he's got a nerve. Money's just screwed a pay rise out of me.
Well, if he is doing the work of two people...
Of course he's not. I've taken half Debbie's work on myself.
Well, you should count yourself lucky even so. At least Adam's still around.
What? Oh, yes, yeah, I'm sorry, Lillian. Yeah, Jenny, tell me about Jen.
Matt's got no sympathy for me.
Well, he'd be pushing him there.
Maybe.
Have you heard from James since he left?
No, not a word.
I'm sorry, it must be very hard for you.
Yeah. There's only one consolation.
Is there?
At least I got him away from that little limpet Brenda.
Brenda's in a reflective mood.
You know when you were about 12 and you used to keep a pull book?
Oh yeah, all the bloke you'd ever snogged.
Oh, well, mine used to be full, page after page. It's a good job I'm not keeping one now.
Oh, Brenda.
I'm serious, Emma. Last few years, it'd just be a total blank. And those that I have been out with have been a disaster.
You're just meeting the wrong sort.
Oh, I'm not meeting any at all. And then when I do, I'm so desperate I mess it up.
No, that's not true. It's not your fault.
Well, it must be. I've got to be doing something wrong.
No, of course you're not.
I mean, I thought James and I got on really well.
Yeah, but he was never planning to stay around, was he? You've just got to think of it as, I don't know, some sort of holiday romance.
Yeah, but it needn't have been. I could easily have gone to London.
What did Kirsty say about it?
No, she's pretty off men at the moment, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
She reckons I should just forget all about meeting someone and concentrate on my career.
I thought you were. That's why you left Radio Boss this year.
No, she means, like, get a degree or something.
Really? Well, would that help?
I'm not sure. There's loads of courses I could do. Media studies, journalism.
But starting when? Could you still get in for this year?
Yeah, if I hurry up and get the form in. I don't know what to do.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can have a good time this afternoon and worry about it tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry, Em. This is supposed to be about getting you out of the house. So what do you fancy doing?
Well, how about we have a quick look at this Merry Mayfair thing in the park, in case it's any good. And if not, well, we can just head for the shops.
Suits me.
Oh, and is it okay if we call in at Jack's?
Yeah, whatever.
Only what George has got on, Kent and Kathy gave it him. And when they did, we all stood round and said he'd never fit in it. And now look at him.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, is he still asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Mum keeps going on about getting him christened.
Yeah?
Yeah, says he won't fit the christening gown otherwise.
What christening gown? Sounds posh.
It was Will's. Caroline gave it him.
Oh. So you're doing the traditional thing then? Not a naming ceremony like my poor brother had to put up with.
Oh, is that what they did for Phoebe?
Yeah, it was Kate's idea, of course. It was well weird, traipsing up Lake Eyre in the middle of winter, because it had to be on the solstice.
What?
Yeah, and she gathered all mistletoe and stuff, gave everyone little presents. She was bonkers out.
Oh, completely.
So whatever you do for George, promise me it won't be on Midsummer's Day with everyone all dressed in white and trailing ribbons and spooky stuff with ears of wheat.
All right, then.
Even if it would make a great story for me.
It was nothing like we were hoping for, was it, Jack?
Not at all. Very disappointing.
Well, just your normal commercial fare, then, eh?
Yes, rides and that. When they called it a Merry May Fair, well, I was thinking of something more like the Make Merry Fair that John Tregoran organised.
When was this?
Oh, only a few years back, Kenton.
Well, quite a few, actually, dear. Before you even came to Ambridge.
Yes, I know, Peggy, but John told me all about it. Happy days.
Yes. Still, at least the fete this year is going to have a traditional element.
Have you finished with these? Can I get you any more?
Peggy?
Oh, not for me, thanks. We'd better be getting home. I'll just go to the label.
Oh, help yourself.
What are all those drums of stuff doing, Kenton?
Oh, well, Gemma made a mistake. She signed for far too many. They've got to go back.
Oh, I see. I won't be a moment, Jack.
Righto. Are they safe there?
What?
We don't want them falling on a customer.
Oh, no, no, no. They'll be all right, Jack.
And you phoned, have you, about getting them taken away? When are they coming?
Well, I haven't actually got around to phoning yet. I've been a bit busy.
Oh. Do you want me to do it?
Oh, well, if you're offering.
What is it? Dishwasher powder?
Yeah.
And you still get it from the same place, do you? South Borsetshire Supplies?
Yeah, that's right.
Is Barry still there?
Yeah, Barry's still there.
I remember South Borsetshire Supplies setting up. We gave them one of their first big orders at Grey Gables.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Oh, must have been nearly 30 years ago. Barry had just joined straight from school. A real spotted youth.
Well, he's the manager now.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'd love to have a chat with him about the old times.
I tell you what, I'll jot the number down for you, shall I?
I've got it somewhere here, but thanks.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Ah, and if I could borrow your pen, I'd just better write down what I'm supposed to be doing with it.
Always a good idea. Oh, thanks, Jack. Tell them to come and collect at any time.
Rightio, then.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Emma.
Oh, hiya. Hi, Brent.
Hello.
And who's this?
Hey, hello, Georgie. You got some more of your Uncle Kenton?
I was due a feed, actually. Do you mind if I take him out the back and do it?
No, of course not. No, it's like I have to tidy up a bit, though. Hang on in there, Georgie. Oh,
thanks. Right, let's get you sorted, sweetheart.
Ah.
Oh, look who it is. Goodness, Emma, isn't he glowing?
Yeah.
Oh, he's lovely.
Mm.
Right, Jack, have we got everything?
I think so.
Are you sure you'll be all right for getting home, Em?
Yeah, of course I am.
Sorry, it's just seeing that job in the paper. I've got to get my ideas down while I'm inspired.
No, that's fine. You go for it.
Sure. I feel like I'm abandoning you.
Oh, don't be silly.
Kendra, you can always give me a lift back.
Okay. I'll give you a ring.
Yeah, right, well, good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. We're off as well now, Emma. Say bye-bye to Kenton for us, will you?
Oh, yeah, I will.
Bye, Emma.
Bye. All right, George, all right.
Okay, all ready for you. Right, do you need me to bring anything?
Just this changing bag, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure, no props. Because we are all slaves to you, Georgie boy, aren't we? Because you're a bit special, mate, aren't you, eh?
Oh, dear.
Who are you ringing, dear?
I can't think why they're not answering. I've been trying ever since we got back.
Who are you ringing?
South Borsetshire Supplies.
Whatever for?
About that dishwasher powder of Kenton's.
But what's it got to do with you?
I said I'd get it taken back.
Jack, why? Did he ask you to? Jack, dear, it's not your problem.
No, I suppose it isn't really.
Oh, honestly, Kenton's got a nerve. What do you pay him for?
I just thought if it'd help him out...
How is you getting involved helping him out? He's paid to manage that place. It's not that difficult.
No, I'm sorry, Peggy.
Oh, Jack. No, I'm sorry, dear. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get irritable with you. It's Kenton I'm cross with.
Oh.
The thing is, love, you won't get any answer today. It's a bank holiday.
Is it?
Yes, Whitsun Bank Holiday. That's why we said we'd have a day out. But places like South Borsetshire Supplies will be closed.
Closed? Yes. Oh, how stupid of me. Oh, and I thought I was doing so well today.
You are. You'd remembered you got to phone them all the way back from Borchester.
Only because I wrote it down.
No, dear, that's good. That's what you're meant to do.
No. It's hopeless, Peggy.
It's not hopeless. Not at all. You just don't need these extra little things to worry about. You're doing very well. I'm sure the tablets are helping.
Maybe.
They are. Now, don't worry about it anymore, Jack. Let's have some tea.
All right.
Oh, look at me. We're all at it now. I've forgotten the strainer.
It must be catching. Do you want me to go?
No, I'll go. Oh, Wanda, give me the phone, dear, if you would. I'll take it back inside.
Oh, really sorry, Emma. Kathy's bringing Jamie in. We're going to the fair.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll get a taxi.
Yeah, oh, sorry, you know. Any other time,
it's fine, honest. Say goodbye to Kent and George.
Cheers, champ. Hello?
Kenton, is that you?
Oh, hello, Peggy. Everything all right?
No, it's not all right, actually.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
What do you mean by getting Jack running around doing your chores for you?
Hey, hang on a moment, Peggy.
I don't want to hear your excuses. I think it's despicable when you get a man of his age to spend his time making phone calls.
Some lift this is, Ed, sharing the back seat with a load of strawberries.
That's right, Em. You complain. Drop you back at the cab rank if you like.
No, it's all right. What are you doing with them anyway?
Well, nothing now. Been selling them on the bypass. You know, that lay-by by the shopping park.
Oh, right. Oh, they smell lovely. They're from Home Farm.
Yeah.
You got to take them back.
No way. They're spoiled, aren't they? Yeah,
they look all right to me. They look perfect.
Yeah, well, don't go telling Adam that. As far as he's concerned, I had to throw them.
Oh, right, I see.
They're from Mum. Help yourself if you want one.
Can I?
Yeah, of course, there's loads.
Yeah, I can see. Should have thought you'd have enough here for the barbecue.
Nah, everyone's got to bring their own food. Don't want to go poisoning anyone.
Oh, right.
You coming?
On Thursday. Yeah, probably. For a bit.
Great.
Oh,
Yeah, good, aren't
they? Oh, they are fantastic.
Well, enjoy.
I will. Can't have too many, though. I might upset George.
It's so weird.
Not really, it's perfectly logical.
Did it freak you out a bit?
No, why should it?
It's like he's still part of you.
Well, he is a part of me.
Right.
Oh, do you want one?
What, baby?
No, a strawberry.
Well, yeah, go on then.
Right. Open wide.
Oh, that's massive.
It was the biggest and reddest I could find.
Honestly, George, what's your mum like, eh?
Take no notice of him, George.
Mm. Well, let's have another one then.
Well, it won't be as big.
No, I'll live.
Right, here you go. You ready?
Ta.
Nice.
Very nice.
You're in second now, right? Second gear.
Yeah, that's right.
So do you always have to take corners in second?
No, you probably should, yeah.
Right, and this is third. You have to make a sort of H shape, innit?
Well, that's what they say. If you could be in the front, you could change gear for me, then you could feel what it's like.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I've got to learn. I so should have learnt before I had George.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's driving me mental not being able to get anywhere.
Well, if you're ever stuck, you've only got to give me a call, you know?
Thanks, Ed, but... that's not the same, really.
No. Well, maybe...
Yeah?
Maybe I could take you out in the day, you know, to practice.
But how? I've got George and you'd have to be in the front, wouldn't you, to teach me?
Yeah, I would, really.
So that's hopeless. Oh, if only I'd learn.
It's a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah.
But look, don't stress about it, Em. I'll have a think. There's got to be something we can sort out.
Will's on the early shift.
Did you have a good night, George, eh? Done well, haven't you? From F1 till now.
You ready for this bottle, though?
Anyway, what was I telling you? Oh, yeah. Next week, I'm going to have to start sorting out the release pens. That's where the birds go when they're bigger. And when you're a bit bigger, you can come and help me. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Hey?
Oh, well, I didn't even hear him cry.
Morning, Em.
Morning. Hello, George. Thanks for doing the early one.
I don't mind. I hardly saw him yesterday.
No.
Nor you. I hate it.
Well, it's not your fault.
I'll miss him so much if I don't see him awake. And I miss you too.
Oh, silly.
I do. I should have been the one taking you out yesterday, not Brenda.
Look, there's nothing we can do about it.
No. Brian said to call on him, but they're a bit pushed home farm now Debbie's gone off again.
You'll be getting Mike soon. That might make a bit of a difference.
That's only in the middle of the day.
It's got to be better than nothing, though.
Still, suppose I might be able to get back dinner time some days. Keep you company a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to learn to drive, though, Will.
I don't see how at the moment.
I just have to do it weekends when my mum or yours can have him.
Yeah.
And I'll need some proper lessons.
Well, that'll cost.
Well, I'll have to have some. I can't just go learning other people's bad habits.
No. Oh, I'll have a think. We'll sort something out.
Yeah.
We will, promise. Oh, has it gone down the wrong way?
You are too greedy, George Grundy. That is your problem.
Have a little rest, mate. So you're going to ask Brenda, are you? And I'll ask Roy.
About being his godparents? Yeah, if we decided.
Well, I think they're a really good choice.
I hope Hayley won't feel left out.
Well, we get her anyway with Roy, don't we? Kind of a two-for-one.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And it's neat. Brenda was your bridesmaid and Roy was my best man.
Yeah. We still need another godfather, though.
We don't have to.
Nah, but if we're going to do the whole traditional thing, well, we might as well do it properly.
OK, we'll have another talk about it tonight.
Then I'd better ring Alan and book it.
Yeah, I'd better get on.
OK, then. Oh, give him here.
Go to Mummy.
That's it. Oh, George. Better not do that in church.
About here for the fence, Sam?
Yeah, that'll give him enough fresh bite. I'll be making a few inquiries.
Oh, yeah?
About other vets round here.
Oh,
there's this multi-vet practice at Hollerton. Expect you've heard of it, David?
Yeah, of course.
Here's one of the partners there. He's a dairy specialist.
Really?
Yeah, really switched on. Goes to all the conferences and everything. Even involved in some trial work.
I see.
I know how awkward this is for you, but that's the sort of vet we need.
Sam.
Look, it's perfectly simple. You took me on here to look after the herd. Get the best possible performance out of them. And you've been pretty pleased so far, haven't you?
Oh, very pleased, Sam. That's not the issue.
No, it is for me. Because I'm only trying to do my job. You want herd performance maximised. I'm telling you, a specialist vet for the cows is the best way to go about it.
Yep. The thing is, I just don't think that Alistair's doing that bad a job.
No, maybe he isn't, if you just want to tootle along. But that's not what you've decided to do here. If you want herd margins up, well, you're not going to get him without a specialist on herd health. It's not like I'm asking you to get rid of Alistair completely. I'm not asking you to ban him from the farm.
No.
Still keep him on for the Herefords and the sheep.
Oh, big deal.
I know, but it's better than nothing.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds even more attractive.
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Ruth.
Are we going to look at the hay field then?
Well, I'm done here yet.
It's okay, you go. I can manage the fence on my own.
You sure?
Yeah. But think about it, David. It's the herd health visit Friday. Might just be a good time to make the break.
Yeah, all right, I'll think about it.
Alistair.
Yeah. He's not going to let up.
Hey, what's this, George? You left it behind yesterday, didn't you? Oh, it was Mummy's fault, was it? Oh, silly old Mummy. Here yeah, she is. Hey, silly old Mummy.
I'll put your coffee here, Kenton. Out of the way.
Oh, thanks, Emma. Not stopping you doing anything, am I?
No, it's great to see someone.
Oh, it's great to get out of Jack's for a bit.
Oh, grass is always green, eh?
What, you're not getting bored, are you? Well, come back to work if you are, please.
Kenton, I didn't say I was bored.
Oh, Oh, it's all right, George. I'm just gonna have a sip of my coffee, look. Hey, you are still coming back?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know.
Oh, Emma.
I know I said before I had George, but Well, now it's a bit more complicated.
Oh, please, it's not the same without you.
That's very kind of you, Kenton, but, well, you've got Gemma.
Yeah, and, I mean, she's okay, but, well, she's not you, and, well, she got me into trouble with Peggy.
Well, Peggy? How come?
Yeah, because she gave me a right going over.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, ooh, she did, mate. All over something Gemma had messed up, which Jack had offered to sort out. I mean, it's not as if I asked him to.
Come on, Kenton. You know they're all worried about him.
And he walked off with my pen.
You know how stressed he gets over things.
You see, this is what I miss. So having you around to keep me on the straight and narrow. You've got to come back, Emma. I miss you.
Hmm.
No, I do.
Well, it's not that simple, Kenton. Who's going to have the baby? My mum and Clary are both working, and it's going to cost a fortune to get him into a nursery.
Yeah, but you can get help with that, can't you? What about those tax credit things?
Okay, but even then, how am I going to get us both into Borchester? Get a moped with a baby seat.
Ah, right. And that shut me up, hasn't it, George? Yeah.
So, do you see?
No, yeah, sure.
So, I'm stuck.
Hello?
Oh, in here. I think it's Ed.
Oh, I better be getting back.
No, it's okay. Mm. Come on, up you come, George.
No, I'm supposed to be on my lunch.
Oh, Kenton.
Yeah, I know. Hey, bye, mate. You be good.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Ed. I'm just off. See you, Emma.
Yeah, I see you. Oh, and thanks for bringing his rattle.
No, that's all right. Well, thanks for the coffee. Bye, all.
Bye.
Hello, Georgie. All right?
Oh, shh. I think he's going to go off. Do you want a drink of anything?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks. Oh, I brought you these.
Oh, driving theory.
Well, I thought at least you'd be getting on and learning it.
That's great, Ed. But, well, I know it, most of it. I did it for my moped test.
God, yeah, of course you did.
It's practice I need, really. I've got to get behind the wheel.
Sorry, what a muppet.
No, it's a good thought.
I will get you driving, Em, don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, I promise.
Come on, girls. Come on.
Sam, can I have a word?
Let me guess. Alistair?
Yeah.
Has David put you up to this?
No.
Because if you and him think you could do nice, hot, nasty crop on me...
Of course not.
Good. It's not going to work.
Look, the thing is, it's a big decision for us.
Yeah, I know that, Ruth. That's why I've been as patient as I am.
But could we not just carry on with Alistair for the time being? And well, if in a couple of months you've still got worries...
No! I've been here nearly a year now. That's plenty of time for me to see how things are.
Yeah, but just to get rid of him without any warning...
Ruth, I don't want to have to spell this out. But how would you feel if you were being blocked from doing your best in your job?
That's not what we're trying to do.
Yeah, well, that's how it feels to me. You took me on to take responsibility for the herd, but when I try to, this wall goes up.
No!
Yeah, it does. All this family stuff. It's not professional.
It's just difficult.
Oh, don't give me that. You're making it difficult for me to do my job. Impossible, actually. Apart from anything else like job satisfaction, it's not doing much for my reputation of the herd standing still, is it? Let alone my bonus.
I see. I hadn't thought of it like that.
From my point of view, no, I don't think anyone has. I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest.
Sam,
No, I came in really gently here. I've given Alistair plenty of time to prove himself. This is the first major change I've suggested in 12 months, and I just get all this withering.
I didn't know you felt that strongly.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you how strongly I feel. If you and David can't see your way to taking my advice, which is supposed to be what you pay me for, well, perhaps Brookfield isn't the place for me after all.
Sam!
I'm sorry, I've got the milking to do. I'll see ya.
See ya.
Ruth, Crowther's rang. Can you call them back?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, what is it?
Sam, I think he's just given me an ultimatum.
I did have one thought. Darren.
Well, I hardly know him.
Well, I do. We've been mates since school.
I've only ever met him a couple of times.
You like him though, don't you, Em? And he did us a great wedding album.
Being a godfather is about a bit more than taking a few photographs.
I know, but...
No, I'm sorry, Will. I'd rather have Tom. At least we both know him.
I don't know. It gets on my nerves sometimes, going on.
Yeah, mine too. Anyway, look, I'm a bit slack towards Kirsty. Well, there's a bit more if you want.
No, I'm great, thanks.
Oh, my mum made a good point.
Yeah?
She was saying about how it might not be a bad idea to have someone with a bit of clout.
Meaning?
I don't know. Influence, I suppose. And a bit of money.
Such as?
She said Brian was asking after George in the shop. And you're always saying he's quizzing you about him. Well, they have to take an interest in us, him and Jennifer.
No, Em, no. It wouldn't work.
Why not? It hasn't done you any harm having Caroline as your godmother.
But Brian's my boss.
So?
It just wouldn't work. I think it puts me in a really awkward position with him. I'm sorry.
Well, if that's how you feel, we're back where we started.
Let's just stick with two, Roy and Brenda.
No. But what I did wonder...
Yeah?
I had a visitor today.
Who?
Now, don't go mad. Kenton.
Kenton? What have we just been saying about how it'd never work with your boss?
He's not my boss, though, is he, at the moment? And to be perfectly honest, we don't know if he ever will be again.
Yeah, okay. But Kenton, he's hardly the best father to his own kid. She's on the other side of the world.
Yeah, which is exactly why I'd have plenty of time for George. And he's brilliant with Jamie.
Oh, that's true, I suppose. Mum's always saying.
And there you are, then.
You really think he'd be okay?
Yeah, I do. I think it'd be good fun.
Yeah, a godparent's supposed to be someone responsible.
Oh, Will, we've got Roy for that.
Yeah, true. Kenton.
You ought to see him with George. He's really cute with him.
Okay, then.
Brilliant.
I don't know what Grandad's going to say about having an archer, though. Even if he is the black sheep of the family.
Susan's making the most of her new ensuite.
Susan!
Susan!
What? Oh, hang on, Neil! What is it?
Nothing, I'm off to Bridge Farm.
Oh, okay then.
You won't forget the sausages.
What sausages?
You said you'd bring some home for us to take to the barbecue tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, all right.
You do still want to go? We don't have to.
Oh, yeah, of course I do. Anyway, I've arranged with Emma. We're taking George.
Are we?
Yeah. Picking him up after work so she can get ready in peace.
Oh, fine.
It's only about the second evening she's had out since she had him. And I'm not having Clary looking after him again. She had him all day Sunday.
Yeah, whatever.
No, it's not whatever, Neil. The Grundys see far more of George than we do.
I don't think so.
Well, I do. They're monopolising that baby.
Well, at least Emma's taken your advice over the christening.
Yeah, well, that's something. Although, why they had to go and pick Kenton Archer as godfather, I don't know.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised. Sounds like he's well chuffed about it, though.
I should hope he is. It's a big honour and a responsibility. I hope he realises that.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Anyway, it's her choice. Look, no, I've got to go.
Well, I'm not keeping you.
No. Well, bye then.
Bye. Oh, and can you shut the door, please? There's a draught.
Okay.
Oh, Neil! Oh, for heaven's sake! Oh, no! Neil! The handle's dropped off!
Are you going to have time to get over to Haybury today about those impig gilts?
Oh, I'm not sure, Tom. I've got quite a lot to do at your place.
Oh, it shouldn't take you that long.
I'm on my own. There's no sign of Jazzer yet.
Oh, what? I thought you were going to have a word with him about his timekeeping.
I did.
Obviously not a very effective one.
Well, you know what he's like.
Yeah, I know what he's like for taking the... Just tell him, Neil.
Yeah, I will.
And tell him if it happens again, I'm docking his pay.
All right,
Come on. Come on. Oh, this is hopeless.
Two verbals, one written warning, and the next thing's your P45.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't mess about, so don't let Jazza get away with it.
Okay, Tom.
Oh,
morning, mate. Nice day out there.
Hiya. Hang on, Neil, postman.
Can I have your paw print here, please?
Ah, oh, thanks.
Ta, and this little lot for you.
Great, thanks.
See you.
See you. Oh, hold on, is Susan out there?
Can't see her smiley face, no.
Oh, okay then. Thanks, can you shut the door? Did you hear that, Neil? Never mind Jazza, where's Susan got to?
Oh, I don't know. She was in the shower when I left.
Oh, dear. Ring, ring,
ring, ring. Hey, darling, I hope she hasn't slipped or anything.
Oh, great.
What?
No, I mean, great, there's a letter from the supermarket. They'll be confirming the terms for the expanded deliveries.
Oh, good. Oh, it's Jazza now, I'd better go.
Oh, okay, Neil, bye.
Bye.
Right. This is to confirm... Oh, what? Not again.
You've reached the voicemail for Townsend Butler. I'm either away from my desk or on another call, so please leave a message after the tone and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hiya, Tamsin. It's me, Tom. Can you call me? It's urgent. Thanks.
Bye, Betty.
Oh! Oh, Matt.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. After you.
No, thanks. Have you, come for some essential supplies?
Yeah, just some milk. You've got your essentials, I say.
Yeah, fags and the paper. Like a pair of sad singles, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose we are.
So, how have you been?
I've been better. You?
Yeah, same here. Did you manage to make contact with Chalky?
Eventually. Caught him having his croissants on a pontoon somewhere.
What's around for some? What did he have to say for himself?
Well, it's not his fault, apparently. Not directly, anyway.
Well, whose fault is it, then?
Phil.
Phil?
Phil Bayliss. You met him once, slimy little toad.
Oh, yes,
but him. Chalky gets on with him, God knows why. Anyway, he'd let slip to Phil about our little arrangement. And since Phil's always going a bit slack-jawed around it there...
He went and told her?
Well, either that or she wormed it out of him. Chalky reckons she's been wining and dining quite a few of my so-called mates recently.
Oh,
yep, she's working them all over. You see what I'm up against, Lillian?
Yeah, I'm beginning to.
And I had her on the phone again yesterday.
Yeah, all right, Morris. I know it's difficult without Susan. I'll call her again in a minute.
She was disappointed she hadn't heard back from me about the 50k. But perhaps now she knows about the Vitriana, I'd like to reconsider my position.
Are you going to?
The only position I'm considering is sending a couple of blokes around to break her arms. The worrying thing is, it makes you question your own judgment. I've lived with Yvette all these years, and I've had her totally wrong.
How do you mean?
All this time, and I thought her sole aim in life was her one-woman quest to create a world shortage in designer handbags. And all the time, she was capable of this. Underneath all that fake tan and the highlights, she's as hard as her own fake nails. And she's onto me.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to make sure she doesn't find out about anything she doesn't already know about. And I'm going to hide the rest so well she's going to need forensics to find it.
Good for you, Tiger. Fighting talk.
The trouble is, I don't know how much she already knows. She could be onto you. You know, that money you invested for me?
Well, she is, so be it.
It could get nasty for you. Subpoena to appear in court. The lot.
Matt, I've said all along, I don't mind. I don't even mind being named as the other woman.
Oh,
yeah. I mean it. As long as we've got each other.
You're very understanding. And a great support.
That's what I'm here for. Well, part of what I'm here for.
Oh, of course you can. Look, I'm sorry for what I said about James.
That's all right. I know you two didn't hit it off.
Maybe it takes one to know one, eh?
Maybe. And you're probably right. I am a very indulgent mother.
Everyone's got a weak spot, haven't they?
Yeah. And I know one of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind Chalky. why don't we see if Betty's got any croissants in and go back to mine for breakfast?
Honestly, Neil, thank goodness you came back.
Well, when the phone was just ringing and ringing...
I could have been stuck there all day.
You know, I was worried, I can tell you.
Oh, not half as worried as I was. Oh, you must have pulled on the door handle funny when you closed it.
Oh, I didn't. I just closed it like normal.
What made it drop off then?
Just a grub screw that wasn't tight enough, I reckon.
Oh, just a grub screw? Who did that door handle in the first place?
What?
Mike, I suppose.
Probably. I can't remember.
Oh, you wait till I see him.
No, I shouldn't mention it if I were you, Susan. You don't want the whole village knowing you were trapped in their stalkers, do you?
No, I suppose not. But honestly...
It's quite funny when you think about it. What would you have done?
Oh, that's right, laugh.
Well, it's funny.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Neil.
Well, it is.
Yeah, well, maybe one day I'll be able to look back on it and laugh. Right now, I've got to get to work.
The voicemail for Tams and Butler.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, Tom, I am so
Susan,
sorry.
Susan, thank God you're here.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry.
Forget it. Never mind that. Just get started, can you?
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going out.
But Tom, when will he be back? Will he be back by the time they come to collect? Tom?
Hang on a minute, Tom.
Tom, what are you doing here?
You really don't know.
But just a minute. Ray, you still there? Great. Look, why don't you take some time to think about what I've said? I'll call you tomorrow and you can tell me what you've come up with. Well, I'm sorry. That's how it is. Yep. Bye. What's this then? Withdrawal symptoms?
Tamsin, what's this?
Well, from the look on your face, it's not a £5 million cheque from the lottery.
What the hell do you mean, applying the discounted rate to everything I supply? The discounted rate was for the sausages in the new stores only.
No.
Oh, yes, it was. My incentive, you called it.
Yes, across the lot of them.
No.
Yes, Tom, I made it perfectly clear. You can't have been listening.
Of course I was. What do you take me for?
It's standard practice with an enhanced order. Think how many packs you're going to be selling.
Well, it's not just the volume that matters to me. What use is that without the profit margin? Have you any idea of the pressure this is going to put me under?
Tom, we're putting your sausages in 47 stores. I've got people calling me up on a daily basis who'd kill for that chance.
You're not listening to me.
No, you're right. I'm not.
What?
That's a fantastic T-shirt. Really good colour on you.
What are you talking about?
Come on, I know a great place for lunch.
Hey?
Well, since you've come all this way.
Well, I didn't come here to go out to lunch.
No, I know, but now you're here, it's a shame to waste the time. You have been reading that book on time management, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
You like this place. It has great sushi and the seating's very private.
Tamsin.
And don't worry, to show how much I like dealing with you, I'll put it all on expenses.
Betty's barbecue is a welcome diversion for Shula.
I couldn't believe it, Alistair. A solicitor's letter. I mean, I'd forgotten all about it.
Me too. When was it again?
Over a month ago. Oh, Daniel! Don't go too far ahead.
But you spoke to the parents after it happened.
Yeah, of course I did. Kirsten fell off on the Sunday. I took her to hospital, waited till she was patched up, and next day rang to see how she was.
And were they funny with you then?
Well, they weren't over-effusive, but they didn't say anything about suing for damages.
They've obviously been mulling it over ever since.
You don't believe all this stuff about Kirsten's promising career as a tennis player being put in jeopardy, do you?
I don't know. I suppose a broken wrist could put her out of action for quite a while.
Hey, whose side are you on?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
It was a perfectly clean break. A bit of physio and a wrist support, she'll be fine.
Well, that sort of thing's always going to be a matter of opinion.
Only if you want to make a big thing of it.
Yes, but Kirsten's parents obviously do.
If we hang these chimes up on the shed, Dad, you think they'll get enough of a breeze through them?
How should I know?
If they don't, you can always stand and fan them once the barbie's got going.
Well, thank you very much. This start almost have been last year's.
after. I'll give over. Give everyone's burgers a nice smoky taste, it will. There. How classy is that?
You're giving me a blimmin' headache.
Well, we won't have to put up with them, will we? Provided we can shift them all tonight.
Next time you buys a job lot of someone in a boot sale, are they going to be something useful for once?
You'll see. Folks will love them. What do you reckon? A fiver each?
Well, for a few bits of pie.
Okay, £3 each, two for a fiver.
Bargain.
Right. So, what else have we got to worry about?
Parking.
No, anyone any sense would have walked.
What about these townies you're supposed to be attracting then?
Let them park on the lane.
Huh?
And if they find they need to leave their cars behind at the end of the night for any reason, well, me or any chauffeur them home.
At a price.
At a price.
And pick them up tomorrow so they can collect their cars, eh?
At a price. Hey, and then sting them for minding their cars overnight. I tell you, Dad, these barbies are going to be a nice little earner.
Hello? You open for business?
Oh, evening.
Oh, what's that racket?
Sounds like a Buddhist.
And the first punters arrive. Evening all, come and have a drink.
So, got a decent lunch out of it anyway.
I'm not interested in lunch, Roy. I'm more interested in the bottom line for my products.
Mm. Sounds like it's not the only bottom line Tamsin's interested in, though, is it? Mm.
She's incredible.
Well, she's got to be, Tom, if you dump Kirsty for her.
Yeah, well, I don't just mean like that. I mean, yeah, she is, but... Oh, I don't know.
Really got to you, hasn't she?
It's just the way she is. It's weird.
What's weird?
It's like she's two different people. She can just go from business to pleasure mode like flicking a switch.
Yeah? Well, I've got to say, she's starting to sound like hard work to me.
Yeah, she is. But...
Still can't get enough of her, can you?
No, I can't.
Well, I want to know what you're doing.
Yeah, of course I do.
Because there's no going back.
Go back? Why would I want to go back? I don't do going backwards.
Oh, good. Kirsty seems to be putting it all behind her anyway.
What?
Well, she's just arrived. With Sam.
Oh, he's great. How old is he now, Susan?
Oh, 8 weeks today, aren't you, right?
So what do you make of your grandma then, George, caught in the shower?
Alistair, how did you hear about that?
Oh, from one of the stable girls, I think. Or one of my nurses. What was it, Jolene?
Jolene?
No, that's right, Jolene mentioned it. But I'd already heard. She'd got it from Neville Booth.
Mr. Booth? You mean it's all round the village?
I think Christopher and Ronnie have spread it all round the county. Oh. That's how it got to the stables.
Oh, kill that boy.
Any more cider, anybody?
No, Tom.
Oh, I don't know, Joe.
Oh, it's all right. Your missus has opened you a tap.
Oh, well, in that case...
You get it, don't you? Not as if you're driving, is it?
True.
Here, is anyone else going to get a look in with that baby? Will and Emma will be taking him home soon.
Oh, I'd have thought you'd got enough to do. Carrie's got the barbecue to look after.
I'm only saying, inside Georgie boy, eh? Hey, I tell you what, how about I take a picture of you with him?
Oh, that'd be nice.
And Barbarella.
With a pig?
Oh, she's a beauty.
Ain't she, eh? How are you doing, Babs? Right, come on, Susan. Crouch down and make like you're showing her to the baby.
Oh, OK, then. Just a minute.
Right. Say sexy. Oh, fabulous. Oh, yes, look at that.
Oh, very nice.
Let's see.
Only a quid to you.
What? Do you want to charge me for taking a picture? It's your own grandson.
Well, those new folks from Christine Barford's bungalow didn't complain. I'm charging them £1.50.
Oh, you've got a nerve. Wouldn't mind, but I've got my eyes shut.
It's a nice one of Barbarella, though.
Yeah.
As if I want a picture of myself with a pig anyway, let alone one I've got to pay for.
All right, all right.
I'm surrounded by the flipping things at home.
Go on, why not? Your husband's opened you a tab.
Has he? Oh, well, in that case. And Top Roy and Tom up as well, Joe.
Righty-o.
Ta very much, Sheila.
Thanks.
Any more for you?
I hear you're going to be one of George's godfathers, Roy.
Are you? When did this happen?
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Yes. Kenton's thrilled to bits. He's already planning all the places he can take George when he's old enough. Oh, I must say hello to Ruth. Excuse me.
Yeah, sure. See ya. Oh, casinos and lap dancing clubs, I expect.
You what?
Well, that's the only sort of places Kenton knows. What are Will and Emma thinking of?
No. Suppose they thought he'd be something different.
I mean, if they were looking for someone for the kids to model himself on, then...
See you in a minute.
You're a beauty, aren't you, eh, Barbarella? Made a friend, have you, Neil?
I caught Mr. Otter hanging over her pen as well.
Well, she's quite something, isn't she?
You don't see many Berkshires these days.
Used to make the best grappling.
Well, that's why they went out of fashion, of course. Still, maybe you'll start a revival.
Yeah, could do. Here, fancy having your photo done with her?
You what?
A photo with the pig. A memento of the evening, like.
Are you winding me up?
Okay, it was just a thought. I tell you what, though, what you might like instead is a couple of my ornaments for your garden.
What garden?
That superb plot of yours at Ambridge View.
In fact, well, given the size of it, you could probably do with a dozen.
I don't think so. My Susan's on record as saying she wouldn't have one of your gnomes as a gift.
Well, some of my little animals, then.
Don't let her hear you calling it a garden. A tit, that's what she calls it. A sea of mud.
In that case, I've got just the thing. What, you need some of my compost?
Oh, no.
Just to get the soil in good art. When you do get it sorted, I'll lay you a nice patio and do you a special on wind chimes. Mm-hmm. Now, they're dead tasteful.
Feeling better?
Oh, considerably.
Not still worrying about that letter.
What letter?
Yeah, that's more like it.
Though they're right on one thing, Alistair. Scruff shouldn't have been in there.
Oh, well, maybe not. But that stuff about the kid being on a horse that was too big
for him. Oh, that's nonsense.
Well, there you are, then. They're trying it on.
I'll pass it on to the insurers in the morning anyway.
Yeah, that's what we pay them for. Mm. Now, come on, drink up.
Okay. Oh, this side is getting rougher by the minute.
Is it? I think my throat's got sort of anaesthetised to it.
It's a bit of a different occasion from last week, isn't it? Sipping champagne under the stars at the wedding.
Oh, we can't live like that all the time.
Oh, I know. Ruth and David seem much more relaxed at Lower Loxley than tonight, though, didn't you think?
Where are they?
They've gone.
Already?
Yeah. Hope everything's all right.
Between those two? Of course it is.
No, I don't know. They seem a bit tense to me.
I don't even believe that you were locked in the shower anyway.
I was. As anyone in the village will tell you, apparently.
But it is one of the all-time classic lateness excuses, Susan. I get it all the time with Greg.
Well, it's easily done, though. When we had our own sweet green farm, it had picked up this slighted door, you see. And poor Clary's in there with Linda's bell.
What?
Well, only showing her face.
Well, you had me worried there.
See, it could have been worse.
Yeah, well, it didn't feel like it at the time. Anyway, Tom, look, I'm going now, so I won't be late for work in the morning.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Oh, you will. Yeah, mate, you've been putting away.
Oh, you know something? After the week I've had, I think I've earned it.
Wait right there, dear. Let me top you up.
Bye then, Eddie. Thanks for a great evening.
You never go in, Neil.
Yeah, we've got to head off.
Oh, what are you like? Huh? The party's just getting started.
Yeah, well, we both got work in the morning and we've got stuff to do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Susan wants to put a wash on before bed.
Oh, right. That's a new one on me, mate.
No, I don't mean it. Good night, anyway. Oh, say bye to Clary for me and Joe.
It will do.
Blimey. If Susan can focus on the washer dial, I can hardly see straight.
You mind how you go.
Yeah, okay. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Neil. Neil, haven't you forgot something?
It's been a good evening, hasn't it?
Yes. That's better. It was getting cold.
It's a good job we had this to take our mind off things. We'd only have sat around all evening at home fretting.
Yes.
Instead, we've had non-stop amusement thanks to Eddie.
He's amazing. All his ways to fleece people.
He never gives up.
No, and people never learn.
Never.
Oh, no. Ain't that a pretty sight, eh?
The veterinary lady wife.
You've been working very hard, Joe. You've kept everybody well supplied.
Well, that's the job of the host, isn't it, eh? If we can't extend the hand of friendship to our neighbours once in a while, it's a pity. Mm. And the time he's come to that.
And make a bit of a profit at the same time, eh?
Oh, I don't know about that. We'd have done well to cover our costs.
What costs?
Well, you think that pig flew here, do you?
I'm not counting the pig.
And the bricks for the barbecue, the little paper cups, advertising, well, not to mention our time.
It's very public-spirited of you, Joe. We've had a lovely time.
Good. That's amazing.
Mm. Yeah, we have. I really feel as if the weekend starts here.
Yeah, well, another one for the road then, eh?
Shula?
Shall we?
Oh, why not? Worry about it in the morning.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, there are dark forces at work at Ambridge View.
Things Eddie flogged me.
Oh, what did you bring him up here for? I told you I didn't want them. You're to give him back.
Oh, not now, Susan, please.
Look, get out and sort this noise out then. Oh, let me sit down.
Oh, dear. Look at the walking wounded. Coffee?
Only if you promise to get the kettle before it starts to whistle. And can you stop clanking those mugs?
Okay. How about some breakfast?
Oh, no, please, no.
You ought to have something.
Oh, maybe in a bit. How come you're so chirpy?
Must be all the practice I put in at the cider club. Mm. There's some worries used to be going on with.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
Oh, go back to bed.
Oh, I can't. I've got pupils. What are you doing today?
Nothing too strenuous, luckily. Surgery this morning, Brookfield herd visit this afternoon.
Mm. Easy day, lucky you.
Let Joanne take some of the strain, and we'll have a nice quiet evening tonight, eh?
Oh, if I make it to tonight.
Whoops.
Oh, Alistair, you promised.
You still feeling iffy?
Oh, not great. Don't know whether to blame the cider. That last burger Pip cooked me, which was pretty rare, or, well...
The prospect of telling Alistair?
Yep.
And I think that's the most likely.
Oh,
it's horrible working up to it. It'd be better when it's all said and done.
You reckon?
Well, no. Sorry. That was a stupid thing to say.
It was a bit.
Look, I'll be there too. I'm not going to leave you to do it on your own. Not unless you want me to.
Thanks, love. I don't know what's best. I don't want you to feel outnumbered.
Well, just let me know. I'll play it however you want.
Okay.
Do you want cheering up a bit?
You do miracles now, do you?
I had Jennifer on the phone, booking me for some farmers' markets.
Yeah?
We did ourselves a real favour leaving early last night. There, Jeff woke up this morning with a dreadful headache and a bedroom full of gnomes.
Really?
And Ian's been served with a bill for half a ton of compost.
Oh, it'll be useful in his flat.
And maybe Adam can use it on his strawberries.
Yeah, perhaps.
Oh, he's here.
Afternoon.
Hi, Alistair.
Hello. And how are you both?
Not suffering too much after last night?
No, not too bad, thanks. How about you?
I'm surprisingly okay. Sheila's in a bad way.
Well, it's not often she lets herself go.
No, well, she'd had a tough day. You remember that kid who broke her wrist back in April?
Yeah.
Her parents are suing for damages.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, just when we'd forgotten all about it.
What a pain.
Yeah, it is rather. Well, the insurance will cover it if they win, but it means our premiums are going to rocket.
Yeah.
And there's the damage to Shula's reputation, when we just about got it back after Clive.
Poor Shula.
So, that's why she was hitting the scrumpy. Good fun, though, last night. Though, I was in the shop just now, and it was full of disgruntled townies complaining Eddie had stung them for a security charge for supposedly minding their cars overnight. That's a fine pig Eddie's got there, though.
Barbarella. Yeah. Phil seemed very smitten. Mm.
Why did you two leave so early, anyway? Couldn't stand the pace?
Oh, I don't know, really. Just didn't feel like it.
No, we weren't in the mood.
Well, I brought you something to remind you of what you missed. I found them in my jacket pocket.
Wind chimes.
A present for you.
Thanks very much.
There I was, berating Shula for splashing out on one of Eddie's gargoyles, and I've got no memory whatsoever of buying these. What does he put in that cider?
You don't want to know.
No, you're right. Anyway, we're going to stand around all day, or are you going to let me at these cows?
What?
Waterhammer, that's what he called it, Susan.
Well, what's that? Are we stuck with it?
No, 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 he's fixed it now. He said I did the right thing turning off the water.
Well, I didn't have much choice. So what caused this?
A faulty ball valve in the tank. He's had to replace it.
Oh, Neil, how much did that cost?
£70 call out.
What?
And the parts.
Oh, great. There goes another instalment on my new sofa.
Susan, we can't go buying anything new. We still owe Tom the best part of £10,000.
But it's for people like Tom. I want to have it nice.
Tom? What does he care?
Well, if we had him and Tamsin round, say.
Tom and Tamsin?
Why not?
We've never met her.
Well, I have.
But you can't go asking them round. What did Kirsty say?
Oh, it's nothing to do with Kirsty.
But he's only been seeing her 5 minutes.
So? He seems very keen.
Oh, yeah, but we don't want him to think we're trying to marry them off.
Oh, it's not about that. Don't you see, Neil? You're Tom's pig production manager. I'm going to be his office manager. We're important in that business.
Oh, maybe, but I don't see how us having them rounds going to make a blind bit of difference to her giving Tom a few more orders.
Oh, Neil. Just because your idea of a good night standing out in a cold field drinking scrumpy.
I thought you enjoyed last night.
Oh, I did. But that doesn't have to be all we do.
Well, I'm sorry, love. If you think I want to start inviting Tom and Tamsin over for dinner parties, quite honestly, you need your head testing.
Still don't see why we shouldn't.
Because we haven't got a dining table for a start.
Well, that's why we need to get
one. Susan, we do not need a dining table.
So, why did you build me a dining room?
Look, love, let's just leave it, shall we? We had a dreadful night. I think we're both a bit tired. And anyway, haven't you got to get to the shop?
Oh, no, I'm late. I've got to change yet.
Oh, I'll get Betty a ring for you, shall I?
Okay, thanks. Oh, and by the way, Neil, there's one expense we can save on.
Oh, yeah?
That blooming gnome and wind chime. Eddie can have them straight back and give us back the money.
David, come away from the window. You're just making it worse.
Looks like he's finished.
Tea's made and there's cake.
For goodness sake, Ruth, I don't think anyone's going to be eating cake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just... Oh, no.
He's coming in.
Yeah.
Are we standing or sitting?
I don't know.
Hiya.
Hi.
Hi.
I think I've got some good news for you.
Oh, yeah?
Those three that kept returning to service.
Yeah?
I've done a full examination. Checked the ovaries. They're nice and clean. In fact, everything seems fine.
Right.
So, there's no reason why by the time my next visit rolls around, they shouldn't be back in calf.
Yeah. Thing is, Alistair...
Oh, is that Jill's carrot cake? My favourite.
Thing is... Listen, I just want to say how much we really,
really appreciate all the work you've done over the years.
Oh, hey.
But thing is, well, it's also so different now, you know, so fast-moving and technical.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Alistair. I'm really, really sorry. But Sam feels, well, we feel that in future we've got to use a specialist vet.
But you don't want me anymore?
It's not that.
What? You're sacking me?
No. This is only about the dairy herd.
What?
No, we'd still like you to deal with the Herefords and the sheep.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks very much.
Alistair.
Oh, thanks a lot, David. So much for family loyalty.
Alistair, please.
What did you expect, Ruth? Did you think I'd thank you for the business all these years and just slink off?
No, of course not.
Oh, all the times, all the little extras I've done for you. All the Sundays when we were up here for lunch and I've ended up just having a look at one of the cows.
I know.
Yeah, well, you won't get that sort of service from your fancy specialist vet. It'll be a call-out fee.
I know.
And this is all on Sam's say-so.
We employ him to manage the herd.
Oh, yeah, and you cravenly have to do what he says. Yeah, of course, that gives you a great get-out.
Alistair, I can't say it enough. I'm really, really sorry.
Yeah, well, don't be. But don't expect me to set foot on this farm again. You can give the lot to the Hollerton practice. Oh, I assume it is the Hollerton practice. Yeah, I thought so. Well, good luck to them.
Thanks, Joanne. I owe you one. Alistair? Alistair, what is it? Alistair! Oh. Darling, are you all right? Alistair, what's happened?
Ask your brother.
What?
He's just sacked me.
What? David has?
I'm not good enough, apparently. Not up to date enough.
No.
They want some wizzo specialist for their precious cows.
No, let me phone him.
Don't you dare.
I was only trying...
Don't interfere, Shula.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm... It's just... It's no good. It won't do any good. I've obviously been mulling it over for ages.
Oh, love. Just no warning?
No, none.
No wonder they seemed so off with us last night.
Oh, yeah, their consciences must finally have been pricking them. Didn't stop them quaffing champagne with us the week before, did it? Makes me sick.
And there's absolutely nothing we can do to change their minds.
Oh, what, like grovel, you mean? I wouldn't give them the satisfaction.
Oh, Alistair.
Oh, they very generously said I could still do the Herefords and the sheep.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
Oh, come on, Shula. The dairy herd's the big one, we know that.
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're not the only one. Here we were worrying about your reputation. What's this going to do for mine?
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.